This is St. Louis Public Radio. For decades, St. Louis's all-black Homer G. Phillips Hospital served as a beacon of achievement on the city's north side. It closed in 1979, but Dr. Earl U. Robinson, who trained there, kept the memory alive through a blog. Now, with the help of his daughter and an old family friend, his stories have been brought to life in a new documentary, The Color of Medicine. Reporter Sarah Fentum talked to Robinson and his daughter, Becky Robinson Williams, about the film.
Homer G. Phillips was an employment opportunity for an area in St. Louis that was a very close-knit community called The Ville. And the community was surrounded by grocery stores, by cleaners, nurses, nurseries, churches, bars, the whole bit that makes the community vibrant.
It just seemed like it was an intricate part of his life, something really valuable. And I thought, you know, wow, there's so many other people that also train there. And they had stories as well. This is something that's a part of history that we can't let fade away. There has to be a way to preserve this.
Can you talk to me a little bit more about the nuts and bolts of how the documentary was created? Because I understand it was kind of a family affair, right?
He came across the old family friend of ours, Joyce Fitzpatrick, and he mentioned that she had been doing some filmmaking, moved out to L.A. She was our neighbor. And matter of fact, Joyce Fitzpatrick used to babysit me. And I mean, it took months and months before we could even start planning how we were going to execute this film.
You know, a lot of parents have stories, but what was it about Homer G. Phillips that made you think it deserved this kind of treatment?
Well, you have to realize that a lot of the history in America around the Black Rise has always been colored by what we had to go through, and very few times have we been able to use something of a positive nature to support the fact that we overcame, and that a hospital that was built especially for the Black community, that was staffed by a totally Black administration and employees, was able to achieve so much in the 21 years that it existed.
It seemed like St. Louis longed for someone to talk about their city in a positive way. You know, they just always had some kind of connection. And it was just people were coming out the woodworks of their, I guess, just their relationship with Homer G. Phillips.
And you both have seen the movie, correct?
Yes. The very first time my father and I saw the film was our first screening in St. Louis at the History Museum, Missouri History Museum. It was just an amazing, amazing experience. And what I'll never forget is when, you know, we were bringing my father into the museum and my father's coming down the aisle, you know, we're trying to get him to the auditorium and people are surrounding him and coming up to him and saying, Dr. Robinson or Earl or Robbie, you know, these people that are familiar with him. And just to see his face, because I don't think he knew how powerful this film was going to be for him, our family, the city of St. Louis, we were both just in awe.
This is a hospital that was all Black. I mean, from the very lowest job to the medical director, everything was Black. The mothership was Homer G. Phillips. To me, it is as beautiful as something like the Washington Monument or the Lincoln Memorial.